you are our father, our mother, our sister, our brother. You are everything to us. And as we celebrate mothers today, let us celebrate the nurturing spirit that you have passed on to our natural and spiritual mothers. Nurture in us a spirit of trust, of confidence that comes as easily as breathing, that no matter what we face, we will plant deeply and hold firm, just like the tree planted by the river of living water. As we hear your word today, let us drink deeply and act on what we hear. As we nurture the environment of life around us, help us to inspire those that come along our path to nurture the same kind of trusting life that you've blessed us to live. If we can do this, we know that all else concerning us will take care of itself. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So if I had a title, you know, for today, I'm going to probably name this Trust Like Breathing. And the scriptures that I'm going to go over, I'm not going to present any new scriptures, you know, today. So we're going to go over the same scriptures and I'm going to give them to you in advance because I may not read the scripture. So first of all, it'll be Proverbs 3:5-6 in our voice version. That is on page 738, I believe. Also Psalms 23:6 as on page 641. Psalms 33:20-22 as on page 648. Psalms 37:4-5 as on page 650. And also Jeremiah 17:7-8, and that is on page 903. More than likely, I'll read Proverbs 3 and Jeremiah, because those are the two keys and most of my focus for today. But again, Proverbs 3:5-6, Psalms 23:6, Psalms 33:20-22, Psalms 37:4-5, and also Jeremiah 17:7-8. Okay. So recently, I learned about this concept called breath prayers. It is an ancient practice of prayer that's focused on placing before God a simple, intimate, heartfelt desire. It's a prayer of the heart that connects something so vital as your breathing to practicing the presence of God and bringing him into every moment of your life. One writer said it's actually a way of praying without ceasing. I am always reminded of the power of the breath when I think about the creation of human beings. And it says, and God breathed into them the breath of life. In that moment, God imparted spirit and life into us through his breath. And so for Christians, we should see this kind of prayer as a powerful exchange between us and God. For in each moment, we are inhaling and exhaling God's life and presence, reminding ourselves of his word, which gives us life, but also his word, which does not return void. My mom used to teach us about meditating on God's word, and I always remember her saying that it was to mutter to oneself, speaking under your breath as a means of reminding ourselves of God's promises to us. It brings to life Joshua 1:8, where it says, meditate day and night on the word of God and you'll have good success, or your way will be made prosperous. This simple method of praying provides spiritual benefits, but it also provides physical benefits. Deep breaths can lower anxiety and stress, give you energy and strength, and help you focus. I'm telling you about this because as we conclude our series on divine trust, I want to leverage all of these benefits to help us remember what we've learned and grow in our trust, our reliance, our confidence in God by speaking simple, heartfelt prayers. And so we begin. In breath prayer, you breathe in deeply, calling on a biblical name or image of God, and then you breathe out, sharing a simple God-given desire. It goes like this. Inhale, Rabboni, my teacher. Exhale, grant me wisdom, straighten my path. Proverbs 3:5-6, in the voice version, it says, place your trust in the eternal. Rely on him completely. Never depend upon your own ideas and inventions. Give him the credit for everything you accomplish, and he will smooth out and straighten the road that lies ahead. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it has served as the foundation of our entire series on divine trust. When examining this passage, I see the need to place our trust in God as our teacher. I know traditionally we may look at the scripture and see a promise for material prosperity or success, but a deeper study shows that God's ultimate desire is for us to live a life that is righteous, morally straight, and worthwhile. I reference him as teacher because living such a life requires instruction, correction, grace, and celebration. All of these are characteristics of a good spiritual and natural teacher. A righteous, morally straight, and worthwhile life is not easily attainable. The path is full of ups and downs, twists and turns. It is sure to be challenging given a world that sometimes rewards selfishness and greed and corrupt behavior over service, generosity, and Christ-like behavior. The discipline to live counterculturally, sometimes enduring painful life circumstances for no other reason than to see God's character formed in us, it takes trust. It takes knowing that our teacher knows the what is best for us to bring about the holistically abundant life he destined. This passage reminds us that you have a wise teacher who is willing to help you through life. You can trust that all things, good and bad, in your life are working good in you if you let God's presence work. Inhale, pursuer of my soul. Exhale, capture me in the light of your presence. In Psalms 23 and 6, it says, certainly your faithful protection and loving provision will pursue me where I go, always, everywhere. I will always be with the eternal in your house forever. Psalms 23 as a whole is written to all those that suffer difficulties in life. Verse 6 reminds us that trust in God's protection, his love, his provision for us. The greater promise is that he will always be with us. A further reminder that he will never leave us, he will never forsake us, and therefore we can safely put our confidence in him. Inhale, eternal God of endless love. Exhale, as I trust, let my heart erupt with joy and praise. Psalms 33, 20 through 22, it says, we live with hope in the eternal. We wait for him, for he is our divine helper and impenetrable shield. Our hearts erupt with joy in him because we trust his holy name. O eternal, drench us with your endless love, even now as we wait for you. Psalms 33, 20 through 22, it further encourages us to live in confidence, knowing that God will help us. Because we live in this confidence, we can rejoice freely, knowing that he hears, he knows, he will respond. And while we actively wait, he is right there with us. Inhale, giver of hopes and dreams. Exhale, be my partner through life. Psalms 37, 4 and 5, it says, take great joy in the eternal. His gifts are coming and they are all your heart's desires. Commit your path to the eternal. Let him direct you. Put your confidence in him and he will follow through with you. When you look at Psalms 37, 4 and 5 through the eyes of the Spirit, what you see is God as a trustworthy partner. He partners with us in life, giving hopes, birthing and fulfilling dreams, assuring us that every step of the way, we can rely on him to help us navigate the circumstances of life. So don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, what clothes you'll wear, where you'll live. Your heavenly Father, like a good parent, knows everything about you. And so you can rest comfortably in the knowledge of his deep care for you. For you are more valuable than the animals and the flowers that he takes care of so completely each and every day. And thereby adding beauty and diversity to the earth. When you see all the colors of the plants, when you see all the plethora of animals, some animals, you're like, what in the world do they even exist for? Like, we don't need roaches, you know. But God made all of these things, and if he will take care of all of those animals, if he will make all those plants in all of their beauty and all of their color, if he'll do all of that for them, think of how much more he will do and is doing for us and all of humankind who are made in his image. Inhale, all sustaining one. Exhale, nourish me with your presence and word. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, it says, but blessed is the one who trusts in me alone. The eternal will be his confidence. He is like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots beside the stream. It does not fear the heat or even drought. Its leaves stay green and its fruit is dependable no matter what it faces. In Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, it encourages us to plant ourselves deeply, spreading our roots in the ground cultivated by Christ, who is the living bread and water. No matter what we face in life, if our roots are deep and our soul nourished by constantly living in the presence of God, we will flourish and grow, bearing fruit that will nourish and bring life to others. And we're always big on that. It's not just about us growing for ourselves. It is about us growing so that other people can also be inspired and grow and experience the beauty of the life that we experience in God. One writer said, the secret to the tree is not its strength, but its source. Fear is quelled by its location. This is a picture of the believer who has a right relationship with God through his word. It's not that the believer will not go through the fire of persecution, but that she or he will be sustained through the word, always bearing fruit. When I was looking over these scriptures, the thing that I just kept seeing was how it wasn't a promise that life was going to go perfect. It was a promise that in the midst of life, no matter what came, that we could faithfully trust, meaning rely on, be confident in, be sure of the fact that God himself will be right there with us every step of the way. And so you can go through life and you'll have things that will shake you and rock you. You will feel, you know, just sometimes the fear of just the unknown, the fear of things just being so much that it's like, it's just pressure, it's overwhelming. You can feel the fear of that, but you can know that because of where you're planted, that the source of all life will be there giving you the strength, you know, and the nourishment that you need to survive through those difficult circumstances. I actually saw more of the fact like that life is going to go bad, you know, that we're going to probably have more bad than good in some ways. I mean, it was even saying, you know, at one point that we have to like get to this place where we allow God to just train us, you know, to train our spiritual selves, to train our mental selves in the same way that that an athlete is going after training themselves for their race or for their competition. We have to allow the circumstances of life to train us in the matters of Christ so that way the character of God can be formed in us. And I read that scripture earlier, but it made me think about that man who was, I don't know, he couldn't walk or he was blind or something in the Bible. And they were like, who sinned? Whose fault is this? And it was like, it's nobody's fault. It's for the glory of God. And that's the thing. Some things that we go through in our life, it's not going to be because we did anything wrong. It's because it's for God's glory to be worked in and through and out of us. And so that's what these scriptures are all saying to us, is that you can trust, you can be confident that no matter what happens in your life, God's got you. You can be stable. You can hold on. You can be strong because he is always there with us. And so I was supposed to, like, my focus for today was really on the Jeremiah, you know, 17, you know, verse, in that it's telling us to be confident, to be planted like a tree, you know. And when you think about a tree, you're thinking about a mature tree, something that's been there for a long time. And when you think about a tree like that, can you go and just pull that tree up out of the ground? Like if you walk by a plant, you can look at that plant, like let's just say a flower. You can go by that flower. You could just rip it right up with your hand. But if it's a tree that's big and has been there for, let's say, 100 years, no, you got to go in and do some work to dig down in there and get those roots out and get that tree out. That's how you have to be. When you think about being planted, I was thinking about this. When it's about being planted, you can't just easily pick something up. There's something that's really planted and rooted down in it. You can't just easily pick it up. So you can't just go and say, oh, I'm going to be planted today. I'm going to trust God today. And then the next day go and pull yourself out and go somewhere else. Being planted is all about making deep roots in that ground that is close to the source. And that source is Jesus Christ. That source is his word. And as you are planted deep down in there and you grow out, because it even says in there, it's like sending out his roots beside the stream. You should be stretching out your roots, you know, getting close to that water, getting close to that source. So you always have what you need. And if you do that, then you do not have to fear of what is going on in the outward environment, because your leaves, because you will stay well nourished. You will stay green. You will continue to bear fruit. Even in the midst of a bad situation, you will continue to bear fruit no matter what you face. And so with that, we end. And I think everything that we learned can be summed up in this one statement. Inhale, Father, Mother, God. Exhale, help me to trust no matter what. And that's what it is. Everything that we've learned about divine trust is all about confidence in God and his ability to come through for you no matter what. Not how you want him to, you know, but how he needs to come through in order to develop the character of God in you. God is not interested in your material prosperity as his number one interest. His primary interest is in your spiritual prosperity, because he knows that if your spirit is strong, then it doesn't matter what happens in your outside life, you will reproduce. They could take all your money away, and because you have a strong spirit, they can put you in a different environment and you will prosper there and more money will come to you if that's what is meant to happen. So that his interest is in the character of God being formed in you. Inhale, Father, Mother, God. Exhale, help me to trust no matter what. In closing, I leave you with the words of a song that I love, and it reminds me to trust in God. It says, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Father, give us the grace to trust you more.